Hurricane Ivan, the most powerful storm to hit the Caribbean in a decade, has been upgraded to a Category 5 storm with winds of 165 miles an hour. It's now heading to the Cayman Islands and western Cuba. Forecasters predict it will hit the Florida Panhandle early next week. The storm devastated Grenada, where it left dozens of people dead. Jamaica had been bracing for a direct hit, but Ivan veered westward and spared the island the brunt of its force. Still, the storm ripped up trees, flooded roads, and knocked down power lines. Dervan Malcolm is a radio broadcaster in Kingston, Jamaica. We spoke with him earlier today.
I watched the storm all night, the trees swaying and the winds, some violent winds. I didn't see flying objects. I didn't see objects flying all over the place, but definitely the trees were really trying hard to stand still. In terms of housing damage, we've had reports of roofs being blown off, but because a lot of the buildings in Kingston, to most of Jamaica, a lot of the structures are block and steel. So when a hurricane passes through, if the roofs are not properly secured or the doors and windows properly secured, then we would have damage there.
There was a lot of concern of possible looting in the capital, Kingston. What can you tell us about that?
We heard a report of a looting in a section of downtown Kingston, and the police, members of the police, have already moved to that area. It's sporadic more than anything else, and the police are proactive as well as reactive. We spoke with the Minister of National Security this morning, and he has said the police are out in numbers, police and soldiers, working together, and they're taking a zero-tolerance approach. And they're dealing with it. They're stepping in as soon as they hear any reports.
Now, I understand that some of the radio stations are acting as sort of helplines for people. Can you tell me about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Persons have been bombarding. As we speak now, I'm looking at three flashing lines right now. Persons have been bombarding this media house since Friday. Telephone calls nonstop. And sending out messages to family and friends to say they're okay and so on. The cellular phones giving some problems, but you are still able to connect on cellular phones. People have been calling us. We've been calling the police command post. They've been responding.
And are there some reports where people call in where someone in an area needs help and they kind of ask people to go to that area and help?
The only concern coming in like from rural Jamaica, for example, Clarendon in central Jamaica, we've had a report of people wanting food. We did contact the Red Cross in Clarendon, and they are mobilizing persons to take food to those areas.
Dervan Malcolm with Power 106 FM in Kingston, Jamaica. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.